Blog Talk Radio. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Every time I say that, I just have to crack up because I just think I'm the greatest person in the world. We have an exciting show for you tonight, and I do mean exciting. We've got a dynamic, young, bright, intelligent, pretty, everything. A young woman's going to be on our show at 7:30. She's got three books out. She's going to be talking about her journals, prayer journal, purpose journal, and Through the Fruit of the Spirit. Ooh, that's going to be amazing. I know my priest is going to listen into that. But you're on the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. It is the 21st, and I am so pumped up after I've had a hard week, a hard day, a hard morning. It was just hard. Hard, like I was on a chain gang. Everybody, I want you to have a safe and happy Friday out there. And to everyone, I want you to be careful out there. You can catch my show at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. in California, and 6 p.m. in Arizona. The show is brought to you with financial support from listeners just like you. And if you want to offer your support and make it be known, you can go to my website at www.dsmpublications.net and hit the donation button and make your support known. And if you want to listen to the show or reach me, you can dial 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial. And if you want to send me a couple of notes, love letters, everything, checks, whatever, you can write me at Don, D-O-N-S, dot McClure at AOL.com or Don S. McClure at DSMPublications.net. I'm telling you, I am on fire. I've been so excited about this young lady coming on my show. I'd even lost the shout-out notes. I had to go back and try to restructure. So if I miss a few names, don't feel bad. It's not on purpose because, you know, I love you. I'm always sending out kisses. And a friend of mine had the nerve to tell me, stop kissing my computer because my computer was just tired of me slobbing all over it. You know, I call my computer Lady Day. And Lady Day said, Dad, quit kissing me, Dad. Oh, man. I'm telling you, I am having a ball tonight. We started off the show, and I am so amazed at our numbers. It says that we have reached 98,680 people, and probably by the time we leave, more than likely, we'll probably have my 99,000, man. But I want to send some special shouts out to my cousin, Cara, and I always mess her name up, Cara, C-A-R-A, McClure, who had a birthday a few days ago. And she's my cousin in Alabama. And so I wish her a happy birthday. And to her friend, who is a new listener, Miss Virgie Flanagan, who also lives in Birmingham, Alabama. And she is going to purchase a copy of my new book, and she's probably going to come to the book signing when I'm there. And that's going to be lovely, lovely, lovely. To Linda Meeks Mack in Des Moines, Iowa, happy birthday. And she is a true friend of my big sister. I mean, they are bosom buddies type. I wish her much joy on her special day. And to my friend, to Dr. K and her beautiful sister, who promised me a dance on a bridge in Memphis, Tennessee, with some red shoes, and I think she said gym shoes. And so she had some problems with her leg, but she's gotten better. I think she had just got out the hospital, and I kept riding her, and she kept riding me, and I said, okay, you better get them dancing shoes on. So she better be ready when I get there so we can just dance the night away. Oh, man. Yes, I can sing, too. And to Anna, who is a loyal fan, who I cannot think enough of. I can't wait till I get to see her when I head down her way. I mean, it's just some great people. I think she's a teacher, and she just loves her family, so it's really a good thing. To my friend Jennifer Patricia Heilinger, H-E-Y-L-I-G-E-R, if I pronounced it right. She lives in Canada, and she's a loyal listener. Oh, she's been a friend of mine for years, and we've always talked about me coming there in Canada and writing one of my books while I stayed at her townhouse. I mean, man, how cool is that, that people invite you to come to their townhouses, like on TV, those writers with a little typewriter. So I'm really looking forward to that. To Annette Mims in Sanford, Florida, where I took some great pictures, and she is a great friend, and I hope her mother is doing much better. Annette works at the Arnold Palmer Medical Center in Florida, and she's in management. I know some dynamic young women, so don't let nobody tell you that the women are not on the move. To my friend Debbie Stahlbaum, S-T-A-L-B-A-U-M, also in Florida, who is listening to the show, and I think it's her first time. To my niece in Milwaukee, Sierra, who I said we would have a lunch date in September in downtown Milwaukee, and I'm going to keep my word. I can't wait to spend a lunchtime with her. And there's a couple of casinos down there. No, I'm not going. To Tahara Shaw in Memphis, who is spreading the word about my books and my show, and I know she listens on Friday. I think she is just so dynamic. And to Coco Mama, who is a great friend and someone who admires my work on the south side of Chicago. And Coco Mama is not a real name, but this young lady is so dynamic. She owns her own company. And when we did some research on her company, her and I one night, come to find out she's one of the youngest or one of the only women with a license in her field. That's a bad African-American woman there. And to my friend, Arthur Joanna Bright from Indiana, and if I missed anybody, please forgive me, and I will do better. I lost my list of people that I tried so hard to work from memory. Man, and it was getting harder and harder. I was like, who did I say? Well, as you can see, it didn't work out. So to everyone, I love you, and I want you to enjoy today's show. Next week, there is a video interview being made of me, Don S. McClure. And I'm going to be talking about being a renowned author and all my works, and for being one of the top highest paid authors in America, one of the top 100. Although my publisher has a hard time sending my checks, he's a little bit slow. So I wish they'd hurry up because I could use some mucho dinero. Hey, I know a little Spanish, too. So without further delay, we've got a dynamic show for you. And like I said, mwah, 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 I'm glad you're listening. Ooh, I like kissing my fingers, too. So let's get the show started. And at 7:30, my guest will be on the phone lines, and we're going to have a great conversation with Mona Williams. So let's start the show off. Let me close this note board out because I don't need it right now. I'm trying to work from memory. And my light board is lit up with blue lights from all over the country. Man, I just love that. So we're going to start the show off with a bang with my girl, Lela James. It must be love. I mean, because I like some Lela James. And we want to pump it up for you when we start. And then we got some more dynamic music to play for you so that you can enjoy the show. And I know you're going, man, I'm telling you, my board numbers are just popping in. Oh, my God, I got to take a picture of this. But let's get Lela James on so she can make you feel like nobody loves you like me. I know I said I was going to play another track, but I'm not. But nobody loves you like me because nobody loves my radio fans and supporters and book people and everybody like I do. So let me play my girl Lela James. Across the sea, take a look Nobody gonna love you like, man, I love when she sings that. Can you imagine your woman standing in the kitchen with that apron on with a glass of wine? Though, I know nobody love you like me. Oh, man, she got the flowers laid out for you. I'm telling you. Woo! If that don't make you go crazy, I don't know what will. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. I am so excited tonight. I think I'm going to run around the block five times. The number you can listen to or just tune into the show is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial to listen in, and I'm telling you, I got so many blue lights on. Man, it is just ridiculous that I just love my fans. They are just so loyal. I love them. I just love them to death. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Anyway, hey, tonight is Friday. It's the 21st. And as I said, we got a dynamic young lady coming on that's going to spend some time with us and talk about her three books that she's written. And she tells me that they're journals. So we're going to talk about that. And I promise that before she comes on, I'm going to play a nice track because she is into a lot of getting your head together and spiritual guidance. And she always talks a lot about the Lord and what she does. And that's a good thing. So my priest asked me this week, he said, she going to throw some holy water on you because, you know, you're a demon. I said, you better cut that out. I said, oh, man, my priest is always on my back, too. I'm like, Don, you ain't been in confession in a week. I said, I thought you were only supposed to come once a month. He said, no, you need to come every day. Oh, man, and to my maid, I have to send a shout-out. She is such a great person. And I told her I was studying Spanish, and she said, okay, Mr. McClure, you have to learn to speak this Spanish so you can talk to me. I said, I know, and I'll write the check in pesos. And she said, no, no, no. No, Mr. McClure. Oh, man, I know she's going to kill me. She is really going to kill me. Anyway, listen, I am having a ball. I'm so excited. I've got a track to play for you. We've got 15 more minutes before our guest comes in, and they always come in about 7:30, 7:35. So I am excited about that. We've got a track that I want to, for you ladies, that got your head together, found you a good guy, love them to death and all that stuff. You know how you walk around, you and your girlfriends get together, and you always tell them, oh, man, a man is man, a man, a man. I'll be like, please, give me a break. Anyway, there's this track called I Blame You by Letticy, and she's saying, listen, I don't know what y'all talking about. This man came into my life, changed the way I dress, changed the way I act, changed the way I do things, and I just love him so. And so she's blaming him. And I don't blame her. Just blame him for bringing all the good stuff to you. So quit talking about that bad stuff out of there. Have a great attitude. And maybe when you get the right guy, you'll be running around singing maybe even a song about me. I blame you, Don McClure. I blame you. I blame. Okay, all right. I'm telling you, I blame you. Man, I saw that video, and I'm telling you, every time I talk about that video, it was just over the top. I like the way they did the whole reenactment of her being in a business office. Man, I was just blown away. But I like Lettucey. Lettucey. I think it's Lettucey. Like lettuce and then Lettucey. But I like her. I think it's, I don't know. I'm probably drinking too much red tea. Hey, we're going to take a quick PSA with Mr. Danzel Washington. We're going to play it early because I get so many requests for women to hear Danzel. And do you know I was watching the Steve Harvey show, Family Feud, and the question was, if men were going to rain down on you, which man would you like? And one woman who was married to one of the guys said, "Who, Danzel, Danzel, Danzel." And her husband reached over to Steve and said, "Man, I'm so sick of hearing about Danzel this and Danzel that. The heck with Danzel. I won't say the other word." But, man, he said, she just said Danzel 15 billion times. Her husband said he's tired of Danzel. I said, "Ooh, man, that's something else."
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids across America, school's out. And for a third of these kids, they're out on their own. Out with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
And, of course, that is our PSA for Boys and Girls Clubs. And dig into your pockets with your little credit cards and stuff and support those causes that I tell you about. I want you to go to my website, order that red tea, or just make a donation or buy my new book at www.dsmpublications.net so that I can help the children's hospitals. I had a chance to see one of the children's hospitals called the Shriners. And, man, I was just so touched with the stuff they're doing. So every time that I sell a book, I want to send a donation to a children's hospital. So dig out those credit cards, and tonight when I go online to look at how much you guys spent and send in, then I can make my donations to the hospitals because we need to help the children. So just like if you can give a dollar when McDonald's says, buy a hamburger and we'll give a dollar away, or Wendy's or Pepsi or Coke, then do that. Join the cause and help me help the children that are in children's hospitals. They're very important to us. You're listening to the Donna S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Donna S. McClure. It is 7:22, and I am having a delight. So I see one of my question marks is on my line, so I'll see if this person online wants to say something. Sometimes people push the one, and they're not sure, but we've got to check it out. So let's see what's happening. Good afternoon, caller.
Yeah.
Hello.
I can't think of their name. I knew he'd know if I knew him. I couldn't think of their name.
Okay, well, you're live on the air. Okay. Sometimes people do push that one button. It gets confusing. And they'll come online and be on the air. And so that was really good. It was from some area that I can't figure out. But, you know, I got listeners from all over the country. And, again, oh, I got to tell you this, too. I got an email in from my ex-girlfriend when I was a teeny tot working on an ice cream truck. And she said, please stop telling that story on the radio about me chasing you down the street in an ice cream truck because you wouldn't give me two scoops of ice cream. And I quit you. And I said, you better not write me no more. Matter of fact, I was going to give her three scoops. But now just for that, I'm never going to send her any Haagen-Dazs ice cream again. There's my priest on the line. Doc, quit telling stories. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. The number is 347-633-9376. And if you don't get tongue-tied, you can push the one, and we can have a light conversation. If not, you can listen to the show. And again, I just enjoy my fans. And yes, in some of these songs, they actually use my name. I know you find that hard to believe, but they do. They just think the world, the world of me. I don't know, my mother, if she was here, she'd be like, boy, I don't know what I would do with you. Let me play this track by, let's see we're going down. Oh, I got to play this for the ladies, because somebody asked me if I play tracks for the ladies. I do. And I'm going to play this track called, and I played it before too, man, what the heck. This is by my main man, Charlie Wilson. Don't it feel good to know that somebody loves you? And especially when you know that it's Don McClure. Mm-hmm.
Girl, don't it feel good to know that somebody loves you, baby? Superhero woman, you're so unbelievable. The magic that I feel around you brings me to life every time. More than physical, the aura that I see around you, irresistible. Sexy loving models, you are finer than in Vogue. The magic that I feel around you brings me to life every time. Girl, don't it feel good?
Tonight when I get off from the radio, I'm going to the club and hang out, and I'm going to sing my little tutu off. Did you know I used to go to karaoke sometimes? Man, I had a ball. Me, this guy named Johnny, we would get up, and we'd sing some stylistic songs, man. I mean, we would have them little girls hollering, oh, ooh, ah, ooh, ooh. They was hollering, shut up and get off the stage. Oh, man, that was some fun, too, man, singing them karaoke songs. Oh, man, you see a girl you like in the audience, and you just be pointing your fingers and singing, and she be turning her head with her girlfriend's talking about, please tell him stop singing. You're listening to the McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got a great show going on you for oh man, too much red tea. We got a great show going on for you tonight, and I am enjoying myself. I got to play this track that's coming up, and then my guest should be calling in at 347-633-9376. That's the number I know she's going to be calling in on. And we're going to have a lively conversation with her, and I promised I was going to play something special. So before she comes on the show, I'm going to play this track that's kind of in her genre. And let me see. Let me find it, first of all. Man, I'm just messing up all over the place. But anyway, it's a track by my two favorite people, Beyonce and Walter Williams. And it's I Ain't Good Enough. So I guess, man, I guess you ain't good enough, huh? I guess you're just not. What the heck can I say? But let me play this track. And when I come back, I see my guest is on the line. And I'm going to key her in. And we're going to have a great conversation so that she can be on the show. Let me, matter of fact, before I play the track, let me get her in here. Well, good afternoon, Miss Mona.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I am fine. You know, when I think about you, you know what I think about?
What?
Nat King Cole singing Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa. Yeah. And a friend of mine said, please, would you stop singing that? I said, wait, that's a nice song. Said, I know, but stop singing. Oh, my God. But anyway, people are excited to have you on the show. We are glad to have you in, and it's going to be a fun time for us. I'm going to play this track first, and when I come back, we're going to have a long conversation with you about your journals. The track is by Beyonce and Walter Williams, so don't go anywhere. Just hang on your phone line. And then when we come back, we'll introduce you, and you can tell us all about the great things you're doing and how I pumped you up to the world. We've got 98,000 listeners that want to hear what the heck you're talking about with these prayer journals and purpose journals and just journaling away. So stay with us. I want to keep you in there, and I promise I won't sing Mona Lisa to you. I promise. I'll try not to.
Thank you.
Took me a while, but I'm finally here. So I just wanna testify, make it crystal clear. See, I've been picked out to be picked on. Talked about out my friend's mouth. I've been beat down till he turned my life around. Seems like I always fall short of being worthy. I ain't good enough, but he still loves me. I ain't no superstar. The spotlight ain't shining on me. I ain't good enough, but he still loves me. Love me.
I used to wake up some days and wish I stayed asleep.
Why can't you get
up? I went to bed on top of the world. Today the world's on top of me. Now everybody's got opinions.
They share.
They ain't been in my position.
And
that it breaks my heart when I hear what they have to say about me.
What they say about you.
Anything, 'cause to his eyes we all look the same. What
talking about a track, man. I love that because I know he still loves me. He's a Don.
Yeah, that was an awesome song. Thanks for playing that.
I'm telling you, I played that just for you. Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to introduce Mona Williams, and she asked me not to sing Mona Lisa, so I won't. But now, Mona, are you from Chicago, Illinois, or Indiana?
I'm from Chicago.
Okay, you were born and raised in Chicago?
Yes, on the west side.
Oh, yeah, you're a homegirl, girl. Please, what's up, what's up? I was born on the west side. I used to tell people my side at hospital because I didn't want to say Cook County. Oh, man. Well, Mona, listen, my guest and you're a great guest. I met you at the CAPS face-to-face, and we used to talk a lot on the little Internet doing the CAPS expos and stuff. And I was so impressed with you then, and when I met you, I was just impressed with your zeal, your demeanor, just the way you were going about things, asking questions, and you seemed like you were on a positive roll. And I said, you know what, I need to have her on my show so she can explain to me about these journals and she can tell all these other young ladies what she's doing. And you also do some, don't you do some videotapes that you play on the air or on the Internet?
Yes, on occasion I'll do a quick video, either me singing or giving encouraging word.
Okay.
So that's something.
Well, tell us about
I
these journals.
Started. So my first journal, To My Destiny, was published April 2014. And God gave me, first he gave me the title, Journal to My Destiny, for the journal. And then that was in February of 2014. And then by April, it was a finished work. And the main key verse for the journal is write the vision and make it plain. So he gave me the assignment to inform his people that he wants them to write the vision, not only speak it, because we should also speak the vision, but also write the vision and make it plain. Set goals and write them down of what we want to accomplish and what some things God has placed on our hearts to do.
Okay, all right. So when you got this idea to do these journals, had you thought about becoming a writer before then, or it just hit you all of a sudden, or what was it that actually inspired you again to take this role on?
Yes, I had not in my wildest imagination thought about writing. What happened was in January we did a girls' night out at one of our houses, and we played a game. And leading up to that, God told me to buy all the women a journal. And basically the same instructions that he gave me with the journal that I published were the instructions that I gave the women, that he wanted them to write their vision. And so I shared that with them. They wrote some things that night, and we prayed over everyone had written. And so that began the whole idea of journaling, because then we were to take turns going from house to house, you know, having girls' night. And so I was on a mission of buying journals. So I had started just buying journals just for those, you know, times when we would have our girls' night. And a month or so later, he gave me the idea. You know, he dropped in my spirit the title, Journal to My Destiny.
Okay.
And that's how it all came about.
So what you're saying now, these journals, should women take these with them or write down their ideas, or is it only toward their relationship with God, or what actually goes inside these different journals? Because you got different titles.
Exactly. Well, the first one, Journal to My Destiny, it's unisex, so it's for male and female. And basically with that one, not only our spiritual goals and desires, but also our natural life. God is concerned about the spiritual and the natural life. And so we are to write those things down and be consistent with following through on what it is that we are to be doing.
Okay. Now, do you think your personality plays a role in how you get so many people to either come and hear you? Or I've looked at some pictures where you're speaking, and when we put your picture up on the board, you know, a lot of people say, hey, I want to listen to her. I think she's great. What do you think about you that makes you delivering this whole package of journals that people really want to hear you?
I think it's been my consistent walk with God, to be honest. So a lot of my friends and family have been able to see me be consistent in all that I do spiritually. And so for me, that is the reason I believe people who know me know who I am, how I am, the real me. My family knows the old me versus the new me. So it's just all about my consistent walk with God and just growing and maturing in my spiritual journey.
Okay. Well, what was the old you like?
The old me?
Yeah.
The West Side. In my early 20s, I was self-centered, you know. You know how your early 20s is coming into who you really are. And so I was nice and kind, but I wasn't as giving and, you know, like I am now. Like, you know, I've changed in that sense of not just thinking about me only. I tend to more think of others at this stage in my life
okay,
and what I can do for others. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's one of the problems that a lot of people are still having where they can't seem to understand that? You know, I talk to a lot of people, and they're always talking about they want good relationships or they want good friendships, but it's always about them. And I'm asked them, I said, you know what, did you ever think about maybe that if you supported more or did more, probably a lot of things would come back to you? You know, I hear a lot of people talk about the scriptures and stuff like that, but I keep telling them faith without works, of course, is dead. If you keep a closed fist, or if all you can see in the mirror is you, and this is something that I tell people all the time, and you can write this down where people have to just look at the wording. This is what some people will say. We can do better if I'm happy. Now,
mm-hmm.
you got to really listen to that statement. You're saying that we could be happy if I'm happy, but that's not how things go. And I think if they wrote things down, like maybe in a journal, like what you're doing, then they would actually take a chance to look at what they're saying and see that it's more of an I than it is a we. But that's an interesting thing where you say you kind of changed. Now, this book that you have, the journal called Through the Fruit of the Spirit, what's that all about?
Now, that's one of my new journals that I published in May of this year. Now, the Fruit of the Spirit journal is basically dealing with the 9 fruit of the Spirit found in the book of Galatians, chapter 5. And so we basically go through defining those and some different things to help you develop your spiritual walk by displaying the fruit of the Spirit. So that's one of the ways that a Christian knows that they're growing spiritually, when we are manifesting the fruit of the Spirit, when I'm showing love and kindness and long-suffering. You know, that's one of the tools that the Word of God we use to let us know where we kind of stand in our spiritual walk. And so
well,
that's,
you know,
basically a journal of spiritual growth.
Yeah. Well, I know when I met you, we were at the book signing, and I was just so impressed again, like I keep telling people. But the thing I noticed about you was very trusting. Like when you got ready to buy the book and we couldn't seem to get the internet to work and it was going crazy for some reason, you just handed me your debit card and said, okay, hey, just go ahead and order the book. And then you proceeded around the room and kept talking to everybody, and I never got the impression that you were either worried about how long it was sitting there or whatever. It was almost like, look, I gave it to him, and he's going to do right by me, so I'm going to believe in that and go. And a lot of people would have took that cautious level first and things like that. And I think that has a lot to do with your personality and your walk. I think you think more on the positive sides first before you go to anything negative. That's what I see in your post. That's what I hear from you. And just the whole image of you, the one that I've got, that photograph of you, that is such a, I just like the way the movement is in that. You seem to be so joyful. So tell us a little bit about you, the person.
Me, the person. I am a wife, a mother, and now I'm a grandmother. I'm getting old.
Okay. You don't look that old.
I have two grandkids. Yes. And my professional life, I'm a certified medical assistant for the past 9 years. And so I love what I do, because even in that profession, I'm working with people, helping people. So I get a joy from that, from day to day, Monday through Friday at work. So I was in school for nursing, but since I got into this book life, I kind of put it on hold. So I don't know when I'll start back with that, but that was one of my dreams, to become a nurse by the time I'm 50. Mm-hmm. But I'm running out of time.
Okay, well, you don't look it. I kid you not. Yeah, people see that picture. I thought you were like maybe 20 when you came up. I said, who is this little girl coming up here talking about buying my book? I said, get out of here. But, yes. You were so pleasant. And the thing is, I tell people, personality gets you a long way.
Yes.
You can be grumpy or conceited or stuck on yourself, and you may be really pretty, but then you turn that beauty into something that people don't want to see. But you seem to carry your beauty on the inside as well as on the outside. And like I say, your personality is just, it's like a light bulb that goes off. You should see how people react when you came into the room. They were just like, oh, okay, there's Mona, especially Dominique, you know. And it's just the whole thing, you just have such an uplifting spirit. So I can't believe you're over 22, but I'll take your word for it. And
yeah,
the thing
double
is,
double that and add to it.
Yeah, well, I won't add to those because I'm always thinking about a dollar. I'm going to be 10 in the next few weeks. So I don't know. I keep going back and back. And pretty soon God said, nah, you'll be one. You'll be back up in heaven. I said, yeah, that's one way to get there. But the thing is, it's such a, like I said, an enlightening to know that you started off being one way and came from another. What part of the West Side did you grow up on?
The Austin area.
Yeah, I know Austin real well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was over in Lawndale area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was right off Ogden Avenue.
My sister and brother, their family grew up in the Austin area.
Yeah, I like that.
I mean in the Lawndale area, the Lawndale, yeah.
Yeah, I used to come over there and chase the little girls all over there, and they just chased me back over to Lawndale. matter of fact, their daddy had them shotguns. Like, boy, you better get back all over there.
Yeah, on your fat.
Yeah, I was a mess, girl. We won't even go into that on the show. But the thing I like about your journals now, you have them in different colors. What makes you design your cover?
I try to keep it with the title and the theme kind of consistent. And so, as far as Journal to My Destiny, I wanted a road, a path, you know, because you're taking your destiny, it's a journey. And then for the fruit of the spirit, the grapes just fit so nicely. So I picked the fruit, the grape for that one. And then for the prayers, it's like the Holy Spirit kind of, that picture I have on that one, it kind of reminds me of the Holy Spirit. That image that's on the prayer journal. So I try to keep the title in unison to let people know, you know, what it's really meaning and saying and the purpose of it.
Well, that sounds good. Now, let me ask you this then. Since you started writing, you feel good about what it is you're doing and you're expanding, do you plan on having, like, sessions where people can come and talk to you in a session versus meeting them at a book signing, or do you plan on getting together with groups of young women and trying to guide them toward doing the journals?
Actually, January of this year, I started doing a workshop with the first journal. So those were a work success. And so I plan on next year to start with the prayer journal doing workshops.
Okay.
So, yeah, I actually did like 2 to 3 workshops with the Journal to My Destiny. And tomorrow at the Bellwood Library, I will be doing a Journal to My Destiny workshop with you. So I'm excited about that.
Okay. Now, where is that located at?
In Bellwood, Illinois, 600 Bolin Avenue. And that's like the western suburbs.
Okay. All right. So are you always in the suburbs? Or? Yeah.
Yeah, mainly. That's my main location, Bellwood, for now, until I expand and grow. I would like to eventually have churches host me, but for now, I'm doing it at the Bellwood Library to start out.
Okay. Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Now, where can people get your journals?
On my website, and it's journaltomydestiny.org, or they can get it also on Amazon.com.
Okay. Are these like e-books?
And let me
just...
not forget, and you can also purchase the Journal to My Destiny at APS Bookstore and More in the Ford City Mall.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the one that Tennille owns, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Now, your husband's thoughts, does that play any role in the journals that you create, or does he kind of sit and talk to you a little bit about what you're doing, or you bring it to him and say, hey, honey, this is what I wrote, or how does that work?
I usually share with him what the Lord has me doing at the moment. Yeah. So I share what God has given me. And he supports 100%, yeah.
Yeah, he sees
it. And he knows when I'm working on something because it's like computer time, like a lot. You know, when you're doing a book, you're like just zoned out and trying to finish. And that's just a journal. So I can't even imagine writing a full book, how, you know, process. Yeah, I know you know because you wrote many books.
Oh, yeah. And what it does is some people get kind of bent out of shape when they think, like I write on Sundays, so I try not to communicate with people at all on Sunday. And then sometimes on a Thursday, I try to find a few hours. But I've gotten it to where Sunday is my writing day, and I was telling a male friend of mine, we were talking, and he was like, well, man, would you go try to write 50 billion books? I said, no, but Sunday is my day that I don't want to do anything else, because if you don't get a system, then whatever ideas you are, you won't finish. So those things are important, but I think I
like
the journal.
And it's funny you asked me that. Yeah, it's funny you asked me that because we were just talking about. I was telling him I need to get more organized and come up with a system where, you know, I set the days and times when I'm going to send my, you know, newsletter or, you know, send things regarding events. So, what you're saying is right. What I need to hear, just what I need to hear.
Yeah, that's the thing that I find a lot of authors, I keep telling them, like, on Monday, I do my book work, how many sales I've got, what I do, what the marketing strategies are, what I'm going to line up, and how I'm going to put it together for my shows. But Monday is like, just like any other work day, Monday morning, I try to get up before 9, but most of the time it's like 10, so I do the 10 to 11 shift.
Right.
But, you know, that's my Monday is my work day, and I'm amazed at how many people that know other authors. And they think we just, like, okay, well, you write. I'm like, no, I still have the business side of it. So I think that'll be good for you to find that certain time period, even if it's just an hour or 2 hours. You know, take that time out, like kind of going to the health club and just say, okay, this is my writing time. And no kids, no husband, no dates, no nothing but this. And you'll find your thought pattern moving a lot better. And so it'll really help you. And people will respect that because they'll say, okay, hey, I know on Sunday basically don't call Don. You know, I tell my sisters and all of them that, and they go like, that's his writing day. And it actually helps them get consistent. So, you know, that's something that you should do. This prayer journal, though, I kind of want to talk about Journal to My Prayers. Is it only prayers in the book, or what is that about?
So with the prayer journal, it has it defines prayer. It gives different types of prayer. I give some journaling tips on how to prayer journal. And even I have some things that will hinder your prayers. So it's informational, and then after the reading, you can study through the different verses, and then you can begin your writing your prayers. So you can do daily prayers. And also there's a section for you to write your prayer request. For you to put your Bible verse, the day, and the date. And then after you write your prayer, there's another section where you can write when God answered the prayer. You can kind of keep track when God came through for you.
Well, you know, and I'm really glad you said that. That is always a conversation to me that I have with people. I said, how do you know when he answers you? You keep saying, I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting on him to send me the right man. I'm waiting on him. I'm like, you know what? He could have answered you 15 minutes after. Because when I'm talking to him, he's like, Don, I told him. I told him last week. I told him 2 weeks ago. And they still sitting there. It's kind of like the story that they talk about the man on top of the building where a flood came. And God sent him everything to get him off. And he keeps saying, I'm waiting on God. And when he got to heaven, God said, well, I already sent you. The people on the boat, the helicopter. So I think your journal is going to be a good way for people to sit down and just look at, you know, has God answered what it is I'm asking for? Rather than saying, oh, I'm just waiting. I'm still waiting. I'm 88 years old, and my man ain't came yet, and I still ain't got that job I want, and I'm still waiting on that dollar. And I'm like, you'd have had it 15 times if you had sat down and got some structure. That's amazing. Listen, I am really enjoying you on this show. I need for you to hang with us another minute or so because we got some more questions for you. And I got to play this track by CeCe Wining, which a couple of the tracks are designed just for you because of who you are. So it's called It Wasn't Easy. And I know my mother.
Oh, I love that song.
Oh, yeah. She said, I know it wasn't easy raising that Don McClure. He is just a hoot. But hold on. Stay with us 1 minute because I got some more questions for you about these journals, and I'm really enjoying you being on the show. So let me play this track, and when we come back, we've got more of Mona Williams, a bright young author who's doing journals that I think everybody needs to sit down and listen to what she's saying and maybe get your own journals and start writing in them. I know I write all the time. I just won't share them with everybody. But let me be right back to Mona after I play this track by CeCe Wining. It wasn't easy. And when I come back, we've got some more questions for my special guests.
Don't think for a moment I never felt the pain. You can't imagine the hurt and the shame. They put the nail through my head, pierced my side. Please understand, it wasn't easy, but it was. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Tonight, my guest is Mona Williams, a young, bright, new author that has some journals out. Matter of fact, I got three on my board, Through the Fruit of the Spirit, Prayer Journal, and To My Destiny, Purpose Journal. And the other one was To My Prayers, a Prayer Journal. So I think you need to get that. Mona, let me ask you a question. Did you ever think about maybe getting involved in women's shelters or where women feel a little bit low in spirits, me sharing, you know, your journal idea with them?
Yes, that's my goal, one of my goals, to visit homeless shelters for women. Yes. So that will be in the making of, you know, it's hard when you work a 9-to-5 to do a lot of things that you have in your heart. But that is one of my goals that is set to do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's one of the real issues that America still has. We still have a lot of women who are suffering from abuse. And Sometimes it's not always just the physical from a guy. Abuse can come in the form of not being able to achieve some of your goals. You know,
exactly.
You start abusing
mm-hmm.
yourself. Yeah, you start eating more, you start taking drugs, or you stop caring about yourself, which is a form of abuse. But with these journals, they may be able to write down and start seeing where they are and say, you know what, I need to end this. So one of the things that I talk about a lot is trying to get people to look at those words and don't always look at it like a man and a woman. It doesn't always have to be abuse by a male. It doesn't always
exactly.
have to be sexual abuse. Yeah, yeah. A lot of times the mental abuse can be really traumatic on a person and stop them from growing, and it can keep them from hearing what God is trying to tell them
mm-hmm.
because they just shut down, and that can be a problem. And I'm glad to hear that you're going to be working on that type of thing. I always wonder when are people going to pay attention to that. Now, so do a lot of your girlfriends get your journals and start writing down when you had these girl nights, or what actually happens after that?
Yes, and actually, we haven't had a girls' night, and it's been a while, but yes, they all support, they all have, buy the journals, so they all have a journal, and that's why starting next year, I want to be more consistent, especially with the prayer journal, because that's where we fall short, being consistent in journals. You know, I'm guilty myself. Just get busied up with life, and you start journaling, you write some things, and then you just never get back to it. But I think if we work together and do it as a group and hold each other accountable, that we can get more accomplished in journaling.
Well, that's a true statement, because
mm-hmm.
if you don't get a plan and actually, like I say,
exactly.
log off some time, yeah, you won't achieve where you really want to be, even though you're saying you're going to get there. I always tell people, stop being I'm going to. They'll say, well, I'm going to get your book. I'm like, okay, you've been saying that for 2 years now. I mean, that's 24 months. I said, that's past 365 days. You need to get on
exactly.
the stick and start doing, you know, what you need to do. But, you know, I like your ideas about the journals. And where can they get these again? Just tell my audience one more time for me.
Okay, on my website, www.journal.com. ToMyDestiny.org or on Amazon.com, also at the ATS bookstore and more in the Ford City Mall.
Okay. Now, can young women write you at an email just to say, hey, Mona, I just want some advice?
Yes. And I'm on Facebook, Mona Williams. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter, Pinterest, Google. I have a blog on as well. My email address is journaltomydestiny@gmail.com.
Okay, yeah, because I want to make sure
I'm open in that way as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of women who, you know, today one of my friends, Pam, she referred this guy to me who's trying to become a writer, and she said, well, Don, just talk to him. And he called me up, and we had a good conversation, and I told him a few tips here and there. And that's the one thing that I want all of us to do a little bit more of, is to be more sharing and really more supportive. Like I said, I was just, you know, elated and glad that when you came in, you said, well, yeah, I want that book, and just went around the room, did your thing, and you got the book. And it was just a really great thing. I like when people just get the books, look at them, use them, and help themselves guide. And at the same time, you know, I'm always looking where I can get their things to carry on tours with me. So I can talk to some young women and say, listen, you know, maybe you ought to get what she's writing. You don't always have to get T.D. Jakes or Joel Osteen or Joyce Meyer. I mean, they're good, but at the same time, there may just be something, a softer twist or a different twist with the way that you're approaching it, you know, like this prayer journal.
Yes, I agree. So I we're more tangible.
Yeah, you're more reachable.
Well, God will give you some tangible spiritual people and tangible people you need to network with. And I found that in CAPS, when I was introduced to CAPS, that was just what I needed. I was just starting out with the first journal, didn't know anything about anything. I was, you know, of course, doing a lot of reading, but Dominique and you guys have helped me tremendously. Being a part of that group.
Well, I think it's
I'm always open. Yeah, I'm always open to share. And as you know, I'm doing the promotions with authors just because I like to help people.
Right,
know,
now tell us about that. Yeah. Tell us about your promotion.
So, yeah, you know, it's like I just get ideas. They just pop in my head, and I just kind of go with most of them usually. And so I decided to promote local authors. And so you were my first author that I did feature, and all I asked
Yay!
my author friends just to offer a discount on whatever book they decide that they would like for me to promote. And so now we're promoting Dominique's book, I Need a Little More Jesus. But it's just being helpful, giving back is easy. I mean, hey, I just think it's a great idea. So I just went for it, and so it's been a success. I have two more people lined up, so the authors are taking advantage of the opportunity, and I'm glad about that. So it's not for gain or anything. I'm not getting anything from it. Just we're just working together, networking, and helping each other.
Well, that's a good thing.
In the book world. In the book world.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And the thing is, you are getting something from it because a lot of people respect your name and you're growing.
Mm-hmm.
And people, believe it or not, attach to a purpose. Because once you get a purpose and people see that it's a legitimate purpose, they start coming out. And that's why I said, you know, for you to encourage other young women who may not have an idea or just say, you know what, if Mona could do these three journals, I think I need to start on my journal or the book or the play or whatever the heck
exactly.
it is. And,
yes.
Yeah, and just keep working on it, yeah.
And that's exactly what I share in the workshop of my journey of even publishing the book. You know, I had no idea last year I would be an author of a journal. And God has used just the journal, the first journal alone, to just get me out a little more in the, you know, different places, different networking. So it's definitely a tool that he is using for me to navigate, to do some different things. And definitely the women's shelter is on my agenda to do. And so,
they really need it. You'd be surprised how many women with children, like I said. And it's not always about what we call abuse or what we understand as abuse. A lot of times it can be something totally different. That's where the bullying comes into play at. That's where the low self-esteem comes into play at, because all that's abuse to yourself. So if you don't believe in self, you can't achieve anything, or you keep saying, you know, I'll never make it because I've ran into these stumbling blocks. But I think that if they start with those journals and just start writing it down, and like you said, get a point where you say, when did God answer me? I think they'll come a long way. I really do. I think that's a great thing. I am so proud of you. I don't know what to do. I said, man, who's this little cutie coming in here buying my book? I said, she look all 1920. Oh, man, you're a joy, though. You are really a joy, and I love your personality. It's really great. Listen, I've got to get ready to play some more music on my show. I have enjoyed having you on here. You can be a guest anytime you want to come on. Just let me know.
Awesome. I had a great
advance.
Time. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I enjoy good people, and I want you to grow, because when you grow, we grow. That's what people don't realize. It's not always about Don S. McClure, even though the world does kind of revolve around me, but The thing is, when you help other people, you really do. You get out there and you grow and you do things. And I think you've done a great job with these journals. I think if people listen, they'll get something out of that. And maybe they'll start working on their own journals. But I have enjoyed having you on my show. It's been a blast. And
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, and tell your family they've got a winner there. So you just keep writing those journals and get your date that you want to work on your stuff, and you will be A-okay.
That's definitely in the making. I have to, because I'm, like, overloaded now. I have to balance it out.
Well, you will get there, believe you me. I'm going to have you back on the show when you do some more journals. Maybe I get a whole group of you and your girlfriends to come on and talk about your journals.
Well, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that'll be a good girls' night out on my show. Man, the girls with Don, that's McClure. Look out, look out. Mona, thanks a lot for being on my show.
Thanks for having me, Don.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mona, and I know you got something out of that. That young lady is fantastic. She's going to do some great things, and I just enjoyed having her on my show. Let me get back to my tracks. So, again, we've got some great stuff to play, some great things for you, and it's just a joy being on the Don S. McClure Show. Man, let me play this other track right now because I am just, I got tears in my eyes. I really enjoy that. This is by Peter White. It's called Just Another Day. It's a jazz track. And when we come back, we've got 15 more minutes of great music to play for you, and we got some more guests coming up next week. And some more after that. So, man, we are on fire. I'm telling you, fire. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, man.
Another girl.
You talking about just another day. I had a heck, and I won't say the other word, and my priest got the nerve to be jumping up and down talking about, ooh, maybe that girl will throw some holy water on you. I said, get out of here, man. I said, I enjoy Mona. She was really great. I'm going to play this track by my girl, Leela James. We're going to speed it up a little bit and go to the basement. It must be love. I like the way she does that. Now, I love a piano player in this. That was my guest, Mona Williams. She's a new author, bright young woman. I think it's going to go a long way. And I like those journals. I like the journal idea. I think I'll start writing stuff down. Maybe put it in my little black book. But anyway, let's listen to our girl, Leela James. It must be love. It is 8:20, and the time is flying by, I'm telling you. Man, I'm going to drink me so much red tea tonight when I go out. It's going to be on fire.
Everybody clap your hands right here. Come on.
Never felt like this, before.
About that ice cream truck and the little girls running down the street doing it must be love. And I would say, I got the ice cream. Do-do-do-do. But you can't have none because you treated me bad. Oh, man. My priest shaking his head. I'm like, I did. I speed that little ice cream truck up and down the street. The girls be running. Must be love. Oh, man, that's Leela James, my girl. She's our featured artist for tonight. And I'm telling you, man, I love my ice cream days. I don't care what nobody say. Man, when I worked on that Tasty Freeze truck, I had a ball. I imagine that guy playing that piano. That was too tough. So, man, that's probably why I like Haagen-Dazs today. All the little girls, I want some ice cream, Dad. No, no, get away from my truck. Woo! Set me free. To get past these ice cream days, I'm telling you. All these songs just remind me of my ice cream days. It was just a lot of fun. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We got to take a quick PSA, and when I come back, we got one more track to play, and then we'll be ready to get the heck out of here so I can shake my tutu off. And I'm telling you, I'm going to get me some Haagen-Dazs ice cream. I can't even talk right on the show. Let me play this quick PSA, and when we come back, we've got a few more tracks to play. Oh, man, ice cream day.
Finding quality child care is important. Do you know the questions to ask?
Are children supervised at all times?
Does the staff know first aid and CPR?
Be child care aware. Just call Child Care Aware of Missouri at 1-866-892-3228 or log on to mo.childcareaware.org.
How many children are being cared for?
Does this child care program have an emergency plan?
Finding the right child care could be one of the biggest decisions any parent will ever make. Let us help. Valuable information for parents as well as child care providers is available online and on the phone, and it's all free.
Have all the child care providers gone through a background check?
Have they had proper child care training?
The questions you need answered. The answers you've been looking for. Call Child Care Aware of Missouri at 1-866-892-3228 or log on to mo.childcareaware.org. Be Child Care Aware.
Hi, Margaret. It's Angie. I brought dinner today.
This is the sound of help.
Okay, everyone, story time.
The sound of strengthening communities.
Well, this new insulation really going to save you on utility bills.
The sound of changing lives. Michigan Community Action is a network of agencies helping people achieve greater financial and personal independence through programs such as Head Start Preschools, weatherization, food distribution, and utility assistance. The programs supported by Michigan Community Action benefit people all over the state. Maybe you've just lost your job and are having trouble making ends meet. Or maybe you're retired and Social Security isn't enough. Whatever your situation, we may be able to help. Visit MichiganCommunityAction.org or call 855-MI-ACTION to find out more. Helping people. Changing lives. Sponsored by Michigan Community Action and Michigan Broadcasters.
Well, we're back, and I got one more track to play, then I'm going to get the heck out of here. And, yes, I'm going to go buy me some ice cream. I got to get past those days. I'm going to see my psychiatrist and ask him, why do I have such a thing about the ice cream days? And he's going to be, I don't know, Don. I already told you, crazy. Let me play this track by Candace Glover called Die Without You. And when we're done with that track, it's going to be time for me to get the heck out of here. And I really enjoyed my show. I enjoyed my guests. Man, I just enjoy the world. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Thank you. And I refuse to believe there's anybody out there better than you. I feel we're connected on another level. When I say that I would die for you, I mean that I would die for you, baby. I'm down.
Well, I know I'm going to die without an ice cream drink, so I'm going to get me not a pina colada, but I'm going to get me an ice cream rum raisin ice cream, and I'm going to just crank it up. Listen, I want you to be safe out there. Enjoy life. That's all you have. And we extended our show a little bit, but I'm telling you, I enjoyed her being on the show. We've got to give young people, and she's not really young, but she looks good. You know, we got to give other people a chance. So I'm glad to have her on my show. She did a great job, and I know she inspired somebody out there, and that's the whole point of our show. It's the best lifestyle show on the internet, and I enjoy everybody. And again, my priest said, yeah, you need to see a psychiatrist because them ice cream days are driving you crazy. I love my ice cream days. I used to be a pizza boy, too, on a pizza truck. Man. I like that kind of fast food stuff. And I even worked at a KFC, but I'll tell you that story another time. I'm going to see you next Friday. Our guest is going to be Yolanda Black. She is a pastor in Des Moines, Iowa. And, man, we got a lot of religious people, spiritual people coming on my show. Maybe they're all trying to save my soul. That's what my priest keeps saying. He said, they need to save you. And I'm like, yeah, right, they don't need to save me. You need to get on out of here. I'm going to make it to heaven. I'm going to be there. I'm telling you. I'm going to make it. So I want you to take care of yourself and enjoy your life. That's all you have. And make sure you take care of yourself and take care of your heart, because I want you to live to be 197, 188, and just as long as I'm around. Man, I mean, I like that. I want you to be around forever like I'm going to be around. We're going to play our last track, and you can get on out of here like I'm going to get out of here. And so what should I play before I leave? Hey, I think I'm going to do that Beyonce and Walter Williams one more time. And then I'm going to end my show and go dance my fool head off. See you next Friday.
Testify, make it crystal clear. See, I've been picked out to be picked on. Talked about out my friend's mouth. I've been beat down till he turned my life around. Seems like I always fall short of being worthy. I ain't good enough, but he still loves me. I ain't no superstar. Spotlight ain't shining on me.
No.
I ain't good enough, but he still loves me. Love me.
Are you-